Blog Talk Radio.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio.
It's Brown Sugar Radio. Yes, we are back in action on this Thursday Night Live. Ready to kick off another exciting segment here on the live show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your girl, Lifestyle and Abundance Coach Kim Bullock Hennix. Just really blessed and honored to see another day. And, you know, this next guest is no stranger to Brown Sugar Radio. I'll tell you, she loves being able to just pour into her community, make a difference in the world, and she does that through the power of her music. And so hip-hop artist SKG is one of Brown Sugar Radio's favorite guests. She's a force to be reckoned with, making some major moves in the music industry. She's made major appearances with various celebrities, such as Lil Boozy, Paul Wall, Anthony Hamilton, and more. She just got her hot new album, Unfinished Business. We want you to chime in tonight and listen to her new single. We're going to let it loose on Brown Sugar Radio, Through My Eyes, featuring Keith Robinson. And so it's just amazing because so many great things are happening in this year of 2022. And I just really am just excited for this call. What we're going to do as we're waiting, look, SKG is an ambitious woman on the move, okay, doing some major things. We're going to play her song. I'll tell you, this is a banger right here from Anthony Hamilton. Her and Anthony Hamilton did I'm Tired. We're going to go ahead and play this. Y'all chill, grab you some tea. Get some water, lemon water, whatever you need to do, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Him, I get him.
streets, and I'm praying every day that my soul can keep. If an enemy should give me God before I can pray, I beg for your mercy, and my soul to just take. In my ghetto prayer while I'm running the streets, and I'm praying every day that my soul can keep. If an enemy should give me God before I can pray, I beg for your mercy, and my soul to just take.
Yes, 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 that song is fire. And we have the queen of the hour, SKG, in the building. What's good?
Okay, what's up, Sam?
Hey, hey. You know I love you, queen. I'm so glad to have you back on Brown Sugar Radio tonight. What an honor it is to have you. I was just sharing with our loyal Brown Sugar Radio listeners the first song you actually came a few months ago with Anthony Hamilton, and then tonight we're going to launch Through My Eyes. I was sharing with them featuring Keith Robinson. So I'm just really excited to debut that song on Brown Sugar Radio. But listen, you performed at Coachella. Girl, that's major. You got to fill us in on that. Honey, tell us about that experience.
So real. You know, just being able to perform, to say I performed at Coachella, just to see other artists in their element performing, it was so dope, so dope.
Yes, yes. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you. And see what it's all about. You surround yourself with the people at the level that you want to achieve. And you've always done that, queen. That's why you keep raising the bar for yourself. Okay.
Yes, very much so.
I love it. Okay, yes, girl. And then, you know, just having that experience, period, because not a lot of artists get that invite, you know, so that tells me that you are a woman that is, you know what I mean, really moving and shaking, doing some major things in the music industry to receive that honor to perform at Coachella. And so since the last time that we talked, you know, like I said, we had you on the air, and you had released, at that moment, that song was I'm Tired. And now you have your new album out, Unfinished Business. Tell us how this album was in the works, and what was the motivation or inspiration behind creating Unfinished Business?
So, first of all, the reason why I named it Unfinished Business, because I've been in the industry for so long, but I never released the album. So this is like my first album that I was able to release. That was my project.
Wow.
So that's where the title came from, because I always had Unfinished Business because I never dropped the album.
I love it. Love it. And that's what it's all about, you know, is continuing your talent, your gift, you know, sharing your legacy with the world that you're building and that you're creating. And what an amazing way to do that. Through, I like to say music is healing. It's very therapeutic, you know, and
is,
I just love.
And even,
yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Kim.
No, go ahead. I want to hear what you got to say, girl.
Oh, no, I was saying it is, and even for the album, my brother inspired me. He passed away. That was my only sibling, and he was the reason why I got into music. He's the one that introduced me into music. So I dedicated my album to him, and I dedicated my cover of my album to him. So that was like therapy for me to write the album, knowing my brother inspired me, and for me to dedicate my art cover to him.
And I love that, because I looked at one of the songs you were saying, you know, you live through me. You know, you're continuing what he inspired you to do or might have encouraged you at a young age. Was he, you said he was an artist also?
He was very much an artist. You know, back in the day, my brother did his own music videos. He was a great writer. He was like just an overall great artist, you know, but he had certain trials that didn't allow him to pursue the music like he wanted to, but he introduced it to me at a young age, and I just kind of took off with it.
Oh, wow. That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. So he was the one that introduced you, SKG, to, you know, actually the hip-hop industry and wanted to be an artist, or is that something you feel you were born to do?
I was born to do it, but he introduced me to it. He was the one that motivated me, because when I was a little girl, I can just remember looking at my brother writing raps. He's writing me raps. He's shooting his music videos, and I've seen that. And, you know, it was inspiring, and I always wanted to be like my big brother. If you have a sibling, an older sibling, 9 times out of 10, the younger sibling follows behind the older sibling. And
yes,
so
absolutely.
It was music, you know, that I followed what he was doing, and it eventually became my passion at a young age.
I love that. And then, you know, watching him, I'm sure he kind of taught you, you know, the inside ropes, you know, because it's not something where you can just say, okay, you know, I want to start rapping today, and then, you know, you just all of a sudden on the charts and all this. It takes time to build that and to craft that skill. And I love the fact that you continue your dream in spite of the adversity that you faced and things that you, you know, have experienced as a woman, as an artist, as a mother, as a sister, life period. And I've seen recently on your Instagram two things. Definitely we want to send our prayers to Texas Uvalda for what happened. And I know that really touched you as I was looking and following what you were saying about the story. You were actually doing a performance with a choir and some children. Share with us, you know, what that experience meant to you. And what the tragedy, you know, that happened a few days ago, how that's affected you.
Oh, my God. It's just so sad. And it's really hard to talk about because, especially if you're a parent, you know, like when we send our children off, especially to school, elementary kids, our kids are supposed to leave our house safe and come back to us safe, you know.
Mhm.
And just seeing what those parents are going through is so heartbreaking. And it's crazy because I wrote my song called We Didn't Know, which talks about innocent children losing their lives, the gun violence, war, and just different type of, you know, catastrophic events. And I recorded with the West Los Angeles Children's Choir in March the 13th to be exact. And this happened May the 24th. This was a song that I actually wrote like 8 years ago. But
I'm just now
bringing it to life. And this song, I have it in 5 different languages. So I have a Spanish version, and I've been talking to the mayor's office of Uvalde in the Civic Center, the funeral homes. You know, I've been engaging with them because I really want to help. So on my humanitarian website, I have all the information where people could go right to the links and donate to the families, the schools, things of that nature. But for my song, We Didn't Know, in the Spanish version, I want to take all of the proceeds and donate to the victims of that tragedy.
Oh,
so,
wow, that's amazing.
So that's what I'm putting in place right now. I'm in talks with different people for a distribution home for We Didn't Know. And, you know, like I said, I have 5 different languages of the song, but for the Spanish version, I don't want to keep any proceeds. I feel like, you know, after this tragedy, is like that song really belongs to that community, so I want to do everything I can to let them collect all the proceeds and have it go towards the victims of the families of the victims that need it.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Wow.
Yeah, so I've been working on that since this has happened. Like that, like I've been on the phone all day with the mayor of with the mayor's office of LA, the mayor's office of San Bernardino, the mayor's office of San Diego, Lancaster. I'm just reaching out to all of these cities because what I want to do is a city tour, a city hall tour, where the choir and I can perform the song and bring awareness about the tragedy and how you can help through music to support the family.
I love that. I love the fact you're thinking, you know, of the future and how this can support the families and what it can do to help make a difference. And I know one thing when you lose a loved one, well, one thing you're definitely going to need is money. You know, you're going to need money to, you know, for the services. And I'm sure a lot of those parents,
did not have life insurance policies or things, because the last thing you're thinking of is burying your kid in elementary school, right? So that's amazing what you're doing. I love the song. It touched me seeing you perform with the choir behind you. I was like, man, they were like little angels just singing, and they were laughing, and you made a difference. And if nothing else.
Oh, my God, and those kids, they really inspired me. Like, you know, they're so innocent and pure, and they have their future ahead of them, and they love music. And, you know, I really see future stars in those kids. So even them allowing me to work with them excites me.
I love that.
I just feel like the song, mm-hmm. We Didn't Know, it's just like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just feel like this song is the Spanish version is meant for that community. And it's crazy how things happen in the universe, you know? I wish this would have never happened and the babies were protected, you know? But, you know, it's just a sad situation.
It's very sad. And I'm really glad that you're doing your humanitarian work to make a difference in the world, just to soothe the pain a little bit less. We know that it takes time for grievance and healing, but with your own pain you face, with your own family, there you can relate, you know, to what they're going through. And so this could be why God is using you in this manner, you know, to have a soft spot for individuals. And I love it.
Oh, my God.
Isn't
that kind of how I feel? You know, I had to tell City Hall today because they asked me, they said, oh, well, are you going to sell food? Are you going to do this? And I'm like, you know, this isn't what you make a profit off of. Like, I don't want any profit made off of this for me. I really feel mm-hmm. like this song, and I feel like it's going to be a very big song for me, but I feel like it's not the monetary gain. That's not what I'm looking for. It's the comfort. It's the kind of like the create change to bring awareness, and I think that is the gift that I'm looking for with this song to give to others.
I love that. And I believe that's such a powerful gift to share, you know, because it's one of those intangible gifts that is going to change and make a difference for a lifetime, not just for that moment. You know, you could take someone to dinner.
Right.
You could, you know what I mean? But that won't last forever. You can buy them a shirt, you know, but at some point the shirt's going to, you know, deteriorate or won't last as long. But that right there is an intangible gift, and I definitely applaud you for that, Queen, because it takes a person that really cares about what's going on in the world to make a difference, and I see you doing that, and I appreciate you for that. So thank you so much. You've got I want to talk about the new single, which I love. I love all your songs. This one here, though, I could feel the passion. I could feel the purpose through my eyes. Explain to our listeners tonight, Through My Eyes, what exactly does that represent for SKG?
So Through My Eyes is like, okay, this is the thing. I've always talked about Death Row Records, right?
Mm-hmm.
People have always, of course, connected me with Death Row because I was signed to Death Row Records. And when I created mm-hmm. Through My Eyes, my thing was, I'm giving you what I seen through my eyes. This is the things I went through my eyes, because if we're both somewhere, right, you're going to see a situation how you're going to see it, and I'm going to see a situation how I'm going to see it. You get what I'm
right.
saying? People see situations
differently
through their eyes. It can be the same
right.
thing that's happened to both of us, but your outlook on it is going to be different, and my outlook on it
True.
Is going to be different, because we're seeing it individually through our eyes. So the song is called Through My Eyes, and that's the name of my documentary, one of my documentaries as well, and it talks about what I went through my eyes. This is what I experienced through my eyes. This is what I seen through my eyes. So I'm telling you a story through my eyes. That's where it came from.
I love that. I love it. And you're right. Life is about perspective, you know. We can all be in the same room, but yet all see something entirely different based on our perspective. So we're going to get into it
right
on the radio. Listeners, make sure you keep it locked. Don't touch that I was going to say dial, but since we're virtual, don't touch that mouse. We'll be right back. We're going to check out SKG Through My Eyes.
You got Crooked Eyes, the best in the West Coast. You got Hutch, the producer. You got SKG's, probably the best female rapper out there.
They used to tell me what I can't be.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, I was like, oh, Lord, I hope I didn't lose it. Okay. I was like, girl, you know, these phones get to cutting up, okay? But,
yeah,
so definitely that right there is a banger. It's a song, you know, it's a, like I said, it's a song that makes you just really think about life, where you're at, where you want to go, and how you view it. And so, yes, I'm feeling that. And, you know, I think what's really powerful, your music has such a message that resonates with life, you know, and just how to overcome situations that we face. And you deliver hope. And that's what I love about you, SKG. You're one of the realest female rappers with some dope rhymes that, you know, really just comes out and says, look, this is where I'm at in life. I'm real. I'm not going to cover it up, but I'm going to show you how I got through it.
Right.
It's all about.
Right.
Uh-huh. I love that. Love it, love it. So now let's get into, you've got an event coming up, BET Awards Weekend. And honey.
Yeah.
She's got some heavy hitters that will be speaking and attending. It's going to be an extravagant event with champagne bar, red carpet. SKG don't play. When she throws an event, it's about to be major, okay? Look, she don't do nothing small. It ain't nothing small. This event is called, which is amazing, Power Behind the Machine, and she's going to have music industry's finest, entertainers, you know, powerful speakers, and I'm just really honored that she selected me to be a part of this experience. Share with us, what does Power Behind the Machine mean for those who want to come and check it out in L.A., matter of fact?
Yeah, so basically Power Behind the Machine is a music channel that I created some years back. And what it does is it allows music and film industry professionals to come speak on the panel and for, you know, visitors to engage and ask questions and learn about the music and entertainment industry.
Beautiful, because it's a lot of people don't know. They think, they look at it and they just hear the music, but they don't really understand the business of the music, and that's what you bring.
Right. Very much so. I'm very business oriented. You know, I'm a rapper, but I always tell people I'm a businesswoman. So everything
mm-hmm.
I do has to be strategic. It has to make sense. I just told someone, if you deal with people, whether it's business, personal, friendships, relationships, and it's not equally yoked or mutually beneficial, then you shouldn't deal with them. So when I do things, I mean, or when I deal with people, I need to be able to benefit off dealing with them. And when a person deals
yes.
with me,
yes.
they need to be able to benefit from dealing with me. If I'm dealing with a person and they're just benefiting and I'm not, then that's an upside down business relationship, friendship, personal relationship,
yes.
and either I fix it or I move around and leave the situation,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's the same with the music industry. When you network and you deal with people, you want to create opportunity and create spaces for both of you guys to win so it can be a mutually beneficial, equally yoked business relationship. And
yes.
that's what the piano talks about.
That is so important. I seen on, it was on Facebook, you were doing a video. I think you actually recorded it on Instagram, but it actually viewed on your Facebook as well. And I was listening to the message, and it was so deep, Queen, what you were sharing about how you were not reciprocating the same in a relationship, and that we have to wake up. You know, we got to wake up. We cannot keep waking up negative. We can't keep waking up where we're overdrawn with our emotions. And I love how you just brought that to the forefront. Like, look, it's not a relationship if it's just take, take, take. And it's not. And I've actually had that same motto, and I told myself, I need a partnership, not a sponsorship. I'm tired of sponsoring folks, okay? If you can't bring
right.
at least what I'm bringing, you know what I mean, or more, we got to have a discussion. We got to have a discussion. And so, yes, it has to be equally yoked or greater. Because we do want to be around people that can pull us up when we're down, not the basement people. We want to be surrounded with the balcony thinkers, the balcony, you know, business people who, you know, got you when you're down and checking on you. Just a simple phone call. How are you? How are you doing today? How are you feeling? That means a lot. If I can't even get that, come on now. We got to reassess what we are doing here. Okay, besides just wasting time. So, yes, it's very, very much true. And I think, do you see it more in the music industry where it's more of a take, take, take type of relationship?
Very much so. The music industry got some of the most scandalous people that I've ever encountered in life. Now,
keep
you
it real.
Beautiful connections from people that's really in the industry that really have a passion for the industry, but it is so much finessing. It's so much scamming. It's so much two-faced. It's just, you know, you have to get your vibe. I mean, get your tribe and vibe with your tribe and make sure that your circle is tight because, you know, the music industry, it allows characters to come into the industry that you would normally deal with on your day-to-day life. And I think that's where the problem lies because it's oversaturated with so many different personalities, so many different types of people. Everyone's a rapper. Everyone's in the industry. And it's like, nah, in my day-to-day life, I wouldn't even deal with a person like you. I don't like your morals. I don't like what you stand for. I don't like your characteristics. I don't like how you treat people. I don't like how you conduct yourself. But when you're in the industry, you deal with all these different types of people. So you got to know how to move around them, you know?
Yeah. Girl, oh my goodness, wow. And I heard it was messy, you know, but look, some folks don't even have to be in the industry to be messy. Let's just keep that real, but it just seems you're
look,
right.
This is the thing. Messy. Everybody's a celebrity. Everybody's a star. Everybody thinks they're entitled to something. You know, everybody thinks they're better than the next person. Everybody thinks that they're doing something more than the next person. Everybody wants to be around the A-list rapper and will step on whoever back to get to the next level. You deal with a lot.
Keep it real. Because that's what we need to hear. Okay? So anyone that's thinking about getting into the industry, what would be your word of advice to them?
To find your tribe and vibe with your tribe. That is so important. And know what you want and be assertive, you know, and don't let people take advantage of you. Make your no as loud as your yes. Make your yes as loud as your no, you know, but you have to know what you want and you have to research. I research everything. I don't know how to do something. I will take a month to research to learn how to do it. So, you know, a person can't run game on me. That's how I got into film distribution. I was trying to get a friend's film on Netflix. And the person I went through as the middleman tried to run game on me and extort me out of some money. And I'm like, hold up.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to allow myself. Yeah, but this is the thing. If you want me to pay you a fee for your connection, I have no problem with that. If you can get something done, I can pay you a consultation fee for getting something done. That's the industry. That's how we survive and pay our bills and feed our family. So I get that. But you're not going to take advantage of me. You're not going to extort me. And you're not going to act like I can't do it without you. That's when I have a point to prove. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so from that situation, I went and researched the film game. Now if you look at my IMDb, you will see all the films I place on streaming platforms.
Go ahead, Queen. That's what I'm talking about.
So now I don't need to call the next man. Huh. I'm calling the distribution company. These are the projects I have. I'm going to send them over. Can I get my release date? Because I took the time, I sat back, I researched, I figure out how to do it, and I start making it happen.
I know that's right.
So I would tell anybody to research anything you want to do. If they can do it, you can do it. Research it.
I love that because basically you said, look, I'm not waiting for an invitation at your table. I'm going to build my own table. Okay.
Very much so. Very much
Wow. And in this day and age, there's no reason why you shouldn't. Information is accessible to all of us within the, okay? There's no excuse. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear, I don't like to read and go to libraries, none of that. You can YouTube it, okay? Look at a video. No excuse.
No.
You know? And I think what you're doing, like I said, is just phenomenal because you are just opening up the eyes of other artists that may not be familiar with a lot of things that you've seen. And I believe the best teacher that you've had, FKG, is the fact that your experience being in the industry for years, you know, and just dealing with different types of personalities and work ethics, and you've seen a lot. There's a lot that you were exposed to. That right there, and in addition to you researching and looking up information, has made you the woman that you are today.
And so right, and people got to understand,
yes.
I came in the industry very young. So even mm-hmm. me coming in young, everybody is still 12 to 15 years older than me.
Wow.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So I came in the death row era, they were still down there 15 years older than me. So I'm still at my peak of where I need to be. I've been in it for so long, but it still feels like, in a sense, I'm just getting started because I have so many things in the works. And when people was already 15 years older than me and they've already had a head start.
Jeez, look at that. So,
and
you learned a lot from that.
And I don't think people understand it in a sense. You know, like, they get it, but they don't. It's just like I'm still climbing because I still haven't reached my peak yet.
Yeah.
I've done all this, but I still got so much more to do.
So much more. And one question I'd like to ask you before we close for tonight is, when you first came into the industry, based upon now and how technology's changed, and, you know, now we have social media and all of the different avenues where you can promote and really put yourself out there, do you feel that it's easier now to be in the music industry and be your own, you know, label? What is it? What do they call it? When you don't have a record label.
Being independent?
Independent, yep, that's it, independent. But they call it something else, too. But it's independent is one, because I know, what's his name? Why am I having all these play spots tonight? the one that, girl, I'm just getting it together. But he did it, and no problem. Chance the Rapper, thank you, Lord. I'm like, come on now. He was independent and did his thing, you know, and he's like, no, I don't want a label. And so, you know, with social media, do you feel now it's easier for you to be an independent artist, you know, and do your own thing?
I feel like you get more freedom, you know, but you always want to have the big machine behind you. But I feel like with any artist, you do get more freedom, and you don't have to wait for someone to tell you when you can release music.
Right, absolutely. That's true. That's a good point. And then the financial aspect of it, you know, you can pocket more of the profits, right, when you're independent, but you don't get...
You can if your mm-hmm. streaming numbers are up.
Okay.
But, you know, a lot of artists depend on brand deals and sponsorships and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, look, thank you for educating us tonight on Brown Sugar Radio. And so, like I said, anybody that's interested in being an artist, I know that, you know, you've learned some things tonight listening to this, and she's inspired you. And so make sure that you take this information and you apply it, because it really does make a huge difference. Educate yourself. If nothing else, that's what I've learned tonight from this queen. Educate yourself. Don't sit around waiting on a handout. Go out there and go get your own bag. Okay, so I appreciate you tonight, SKG. Before you head out, I'd love for you to share with my listeners how they can support you, where they can locate you on social media, websites, and any upcoming you know, events that you may be performing at.
Sure. So right now I have my humanitarian website for my song, We Didn't Know, and we're promoting different organizations that help with saving the lives of kids, as well as ways that you can donate to Uvalde. So you could go to wedidn'tknow.org. That's wedidn'tknow, KNOW.org and check us out there. And then you can also go to femalerappersKG.com. Check me out there and follow me on Instagram at Halicia Choice, HeliciaChoyce.
Awesome. I love it. And make sure, if they want to register and get a ticket for the event during the BET Awards, Power Behind the Machine, visit is hustlegirlent.com, and that's G-U-R-L, hustlegirlent.com. Purchase your tickets, and I'm sure limited space is available, so you want to make sure that you do purchase your ticket as soon as possible. Can't wait to be a part of that amazing event and just to really make an impact, a huge impact. So definitely we appreciate you, Queen. And before you go, I'd love for you to please do a drop for Brown Sugar Radio.
Okay, for sure. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Yo, what's up? This your girl, SKG, and you rocking with me and Brown Sugar Radio.
All right. Yes, yes, yes. I love it, love it. Thank you, Queen. Well, you know you're welcome back anytime that you have any other events. Any songs released, we love you, we appreciate you, and you know we're always going to support you here on Brown Sugar Radio. So thank you so much for coming. We're going to go ahead and exit. Everyone in the chat, thank you for coming through tonight. Those listening via Facebook, streaming, or listening to the archive, the replay, we appreciate you tonight. So we're going to go ahead and close. Thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where empowerment and entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a great night.